Justin Fluke with you, joined by Coach Kurt Heisler. We're talking Holton girls basketball now. Lady Wildcats, two games under their belt to begin this season, and we'll just kind of walk through them a little bit. I think the biggest story from the first game at Burlington, Coach, was a Burlington team that came out on fire and made 14 three-pointers total in the game. Both games kind of a slow start, but this one especially 18-2. Just felt like you were playing catch-up all night against a hot-shooting team on Friday.
Yeah, for sure. You know, you have to give Burlington a lot of credit. They came out and they were on fire. And I think, you know, in reflecting on the game and looking back on it, I think we maybe got knocked on our heels and just could not find our balance, in the first 5, 6, 7 minutes of the game. And like you said, we were really digging out a pretty large hole for the rest of the game. I did feel like our team fought back and had spurts in the game where we did play well. Just need to be a little bit more consistent throughout.
Yeah, I think you got it back to as close as 7 at one point there after being down early by 16. Brooke Wilcott scored 18 points. Kaya Taylor in double digits with 10. And then earlier this week at Silver Lake, obviously the defending 3A champions, it might be the favorite to win it again. I know they have to replace a few girls, but man, it didn't look like they missed a beat. 65-33 the final. Again, I think it was like 17-4 early on. So another one of those games against a really good team that you're kind of playing from behind and sped up a little bit through the night.
Yeah, there's, you know, definitely through two games. Well, first of all, Silver Lake is a fantastic team, and give them a lot of credit. They have one of the best players in Northeast Kansas, if not the entire state, in Kaylin Haney, and they have a lot of nice players around her and very well coached. Through two games, there's a couple of things that really stand out. One is we're obviously getting off to a poor start. We've got to get that corrected so that we're in touch with our opponent and trying to build a lead instead of climbing out of a hole. And the second thing is self-inflicted wounds. We're turning the ball over too much, and I thought against Silver Lake especially in the second quarter, a lot of our turnovers led to direct, easy run-out baskets for them, and that was really the turning point in the game. We did get down early, but we were within 8 at the end of the first quarter, and felt like we were playing good basketball going into the second quarter, and then it kind of fell apart in that second with our turnovers.
We knew the schedule was going to be ultra tough, and now you're looking at, you know, Nemaha, Perry, and Rossville before the break. But, hey, you finally get your first home game, and Nemaha Central comes in 0-2 as well. So what's the mindset? I know you and I had talked a little before the game the other night. It's tough with high school kids sometimes, but with such a tough schedule and with some early growing pains, I know you're putting a lot of focus on, you know, the smaller improvements that are going to lead to success when you want it, you know, especially later on this season.
Absolutely. We've talked a lot about this with our team, like playing the long game and understanding and being honest with ourselves about our schedule. We've got some very tough opponents early in the schedule, and you know, what are we learning from each ball game, and what are we learning throughout the game that's helping us moving forward? And so we've been focusing on things in practice to hopefully correct some of the mistakes we're seeing. And the girls are staying really positive. Everything is not about wins and losses and results. It's all ultimately about making progress and using losses as an opportunity to get better for the next opportunity. So I really like where we're at. Nemaha is a fantastic team. They've got a lot of players back from last season, and they're going to be well coached, ready to play. And I think both teams will be very hungry for Friday night's game.
You bet. We'll look forward to seeing you there, Coach. As always, thanks for your time. Good luck.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Justin. Go Cats.
Kurt Heisler, head coach of the Holton girls. We'll talk to boys coach Marco Hunter after this timeout.